From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
And thank you for joining us this morning. It's Monday, April 22nd.
Yes, it is. So let's get started.
I don't think the city should go like that. Like, we shouldn't find nobody just being on the street, just because they're on the street.
It's an ongoing crisis here in the Bay Area. How do we tackle homelessness? Now the U.S. Supreme Court is weighing in.
The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
I would never put him on the witness stand if he were my client.
Another historic day in New York City. Opening statements this morning in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial.
I think they should be aware of a simple axiom that if there is no blue, there's no green.
An important Earth Day message to take care of the land and the sea.
I'm flush with excitement that they have a bathroom now, and it gets a 10 out of 10 for me.
And a potty theme party in San Francisco. One of the most bizarre celebrations after a toilet bowl controversy.
Yeah, no denying that was a bit of a bizarre celebration. But hey, you know, any reason to celebrate, and they finally got it worked out, the whole toilet situation there. I'm Gianna Franco.
Yeah, we're talking about a toilet.
We are.
On this one. Hello. A really expensive toilet. And it's not even like that really nice bidet type toilet. Like, this is just a standard toilet. Details coming up. That's what you call a tease. Now let's take a live look outside on this Monday morning. And this weather teased us a little bit over the weekend. I felt for a second there, Darren Peck, like it was summer and we could bring the outdoor furniture out and leave it there. But I think you're going to tell us we got to bring the outdoor furniture back indoors towards the end of the week.
Yeah, well, for like the second half of the week. The thing about that, Nicole, is today's still like that. So you're still going to get another day where you're going to kind of get that head fake again. It's going to be 80 degrees inland again today. You really won't notice much difference. And then tomorrow, We drop like 10 degrees like that. So Tuesday is the day where we really transition back into, it's not quite summer just yet. Beautiful view from our windows on the virtual set right now. We're taking a look out behind me. Sun came up at 6:24 this morning. There's no marine layer out there right now. But tomorrow morning there will be. As we start that change, tomorrow's 10 degrees cooler. We also are going to see a very different look to the day when we start the morning. That's another live camera. That's looking from Sutro Tower down on Golden Gate Bridge. And it looks relatively clear there, but you can kind of see where the marine layer is. Look at that. Very well-defined line and just a few clouds in it. Let's look at the last hour of this because we time-lapsed that. And you could actually see over the last hour, the marine layer was creeping in this morning. It just didn't hang on long. Tomorrow, it's going to be way more impressive than that. And we're going to wake up, and it's pretty much just going to be a marine layer gray morning, and that's going to be the start of the cool down. But since we're not there yet, let's just take a look at and enjoy today. These are your daytime highs. 82 in San Jose, 82 in Livermore. You'll be lucky to be in the low 70s there tomorrow. That's still a really nice day. If you're in the Bay, you're in the mid and upper 60s today. You'll probably be low 60s for the majority of tomorrow. That change eventually goes along with a small chance of some very light rain by the end of the week. We'll look at that in the complete forecast coming up in a bit. For now, guys, back to you.
All right, Darren, let's talk about the roadways right now. As you get ready to hop on those freeways or bridges this morning, here is a look at conditions. This is from one of the Caltrans cameras situated near Paseo Grande, right on that southbound side of 880. And that's already slow this morning for anyone making their way, you know, maybe from here, Hayward, San Leandro, already starting to track those brake lights this morning. But, you know, north of there, actually not too bad. Live look at the Nimitz near Oakland, at least near the Coliseum. It's moving along pretty well. You'll see a few more brake lights as you get a little closer to the Bay Bridge. But at the San Mateo Bridge, westbound commuters, not a bad commute at all heading over towards 101.
Looking live now at San Francisco, and the homeless crisis is taking center stage. Supervisor Asha Safai is hosting a hearing today to demand immediate action to house immigrant families and asylum seekers with children. Families needing shelter and homeless advocates plan to rally. Back in March, the supervisor introduced a resolution urging the city to do more to get them off the street and into shelter faster. Today, the Supreme Court is set to hear a case that could have far-reaching impacts on how cities treat people who are homeless. The case involves whether local jurisdictions can enforce laws to curb encampments. A community in southwest Oregon wants to make it illegal to sleep on public land. But the plaintiffs in the case say that that is cruel and unusual punishment. Now, it's a complicated issue as cities cope with surging homeless population and calls to increase public safety. Our Jose Martinez talks to an advocate, a former Supreme Court clerk, and a man who has called the streets of San Francisco's Tenderloin his home for the past 25 years.
Anthony has called the streets near Larkin and Ellis in the Tenderloin his home for the past 25 years.
I came from Los Angeles. Pretty much did my own thing.
He is just one of many homeless individuals whose lives could be impacted by a crucial decision awaiting the Supreme Court's ruling in the case of Johnson versus Grants Pass. The outcome of this case could have far-reaching implications for homeless individuals like Anthony, who rely on public spaces for survival.
It's already tough enough being on the streets as it is, you know what I mean?
On Monday, the Supreme Court will delve into the legal aspects of penalizing homeless individuals for activities like sleeping in public. Professor Rory Little from UC Law San Francisco sheds light on the case's significance and potential impact.
We'll address a very narrow question, which is there any constitutional status at all for people who are homeless? And can you criminalize behaviors that the homeless must engage in, such as sleeping in public?
The case, originating from Grants Pass, Oregon, raises national concerns about anti-camping ordinances and their effects on homeless communities, and whether it can be considered cruel and unusual punishment to cite people for sleeping in public, even if they have nowhere else to go.
And this law was attacked by a number of people who are homeless as a class action on behalf of all the homeless, not just in Grants Pass necessarily, but similarly situated around California and the country. And the district court dismissed their lawsuit, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the federal court that covers the entire Western United States, reversed that and said, no, these people have a cause of action, and laws that criminalize the status of being homeless are unconstitutional.
Professor Little emphasizes that regardless of the court's decision, the case prompts municipalities to reevaluate their approach to homelessness amidst rising statistics. The case comes at a time when homelessness is on the rise across the country, with a 12% increase reported between 2022 and 2023, according to a Department of Housing and Urban Development report.
I think the court is likely to say not everybody who sleeps on the street is involuntarily there. And they're going to say that municipalities have to sort of pick and choose and have to make individualistic determinations on almost every person.
Professor Little says we should expect a ruling by the end of June. For now, Anthony will stay here on the streets, hoping for the best.
I don't think the city should go like that. Like, we shouldn't find nobody to just be on the street just because they're on the street.
For an idea of the scope of the issue, according to the latest available numbers from San Francisco, as of 2022, there were more than 7,700 homeless people in the city, with less than half of them in some kind of shelter. 2023 data showed that around 6,200 homeless people lived in San Jose, with only 30% of them in a shelter. And Oakland's data only updated through 2022 here, but it shows a similar trend, where less than roughly half of 5,000 people were in some form of a shelter. G?
Well, history in New York today. Former President Donald Trump is back in court with opening statements expected to begin today in his criminal hush money trial. Now, minutes ago, he spoke briefly before heading into the courtroom. The former president is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges and claims they are politically motivated. In Sacramento, Governor Gavin Newsom is taking aim at another Republican state. He just announced legislation to make it easier for people in Arizona to get abortions in California. It would also offer abortion providers in Arizona a quick route to get licensed in California. And starting today, Newsom plans to run new ads in Alabama, where lawmakers are trying to criminalize people who help minors leave the state to get access to abortion. Newsom was behind a similar ad that ran in Tennessee. The head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned over the October 7th attack by Hamas. The military says Major General Halev is taking responsibility for intelligence failures. He's the first senior figure to step down over the deadliest assault in Israel's history.